Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something.
Okay, it's time. We finna get busy. Well, today we gonna talk about denial. Cause a lot of you guys are in denial. A lot of you guys don't think you the baddest. You know, you don't say you the baddest motherfucker. But you don't admit where you really at either. Denial is a motherfucker. And when you're in denial, you can see that you need something. But you're just in denial and you ain't gonna admit it. All over the country, the world down there, we know how important the saying is. Game, recognize game. Abadabba recognize that, Abadabba Q, who go on and recognize the Q. Especially if you're involved with streets. Saying things like game, recognize game. It's one of the main reasons why we travel across the country with no fear. It was an unspoken but spoken understanding. Getting recognized, getting. What that means is you could be from wherever that little town, but you ain't up. You know, and I come into your town, drive across country. Then I stop off, now I'm gonna put my bitches down. I put them down, and the motherfucker say to himself, man, whose bitches is Tim? And then when they see me, they recognize that fucking game in me. And they say, that must be that nigga's bitches. 337, why the fuck did you go off? I was finna call you. God, you guys killed me. But anyway, what I'm saying is, game, recognize game. Otherwise, when you bout it and you fucking going cross country or wherever, and some motherfucker see you and he gangs up, he's happy to recognize you bout it. Motherfucker don't want to fight, don't want to keep you off the track. This motherfucker want to see where you coming from. And if you got some game, you in. We didn't know. We traveled cross country not knowing who the fuck was going to be in that damn city we was coming up on. Go any direction. Every 6 hours there's a fucking city you can pimp in. We were able to do that shit because we all may not have been identical. but we all had the same understanding about the game. 337, what's up, man? Let me get you before you run off again. What's happening, bro?
Nah, bud, that should be happening on accident, man. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Man, I just want to ask you a question. So, you know what I'm saying? As far as building an arsenal, like, how many different, you know, pieces do you have in your arsenal? I just want to know as an example.
There's no such thing as pieces for me, bro. And I don't know you want to learn. I don't know why you want to try to get bits and pieces from me without coming to Sidewalk University.
Man, I'd have been to Sidewalk University.
I talk about it, man. And if you can't pick up on it, that's on you. Because what I'm saying is the shit you asking is what shit people pay for to learn.
Well, what I'm saying is this here, man.
You know I got a school.
I can't talk. You ain't going to let me answer?
All right,
listen,
go
what
ahead,
I'm saying. I'm saying I done been to Sidewalk University. You understand what we already talked about?
You've been to Sidewalk University?
Well, no, I didn't go.
You lying. Hey, I don't even want to fuck with you no more. You a liar.
No, man.
You lying, nigga. Don't nobody want to hear that lying ass shit. Ain't nowhere in the fuck you been to goddamn Sidewalk University. Man, I can tell when motherfuckers is lying. God damn. The only reason we able to go where we go like we do is because of what you just saw. I can talk to a motherfucker I ain't never spoke to him in my life, and I can tell from what he say if he full of shit. That's why you motherfuckers need to quit fronting. How long you gonna be in denial? You ain't got no goddamn game. That's why you think you could call me with that bullshit. Man, we thought we had it. And sure enough, a nigga get to the Midwest, and you gonna meet up with a motherfucker like Sly Ryan. Yeah, Sly Ryan, that nigga was cold, man. The first motherfucker went to shake my hand, and I noticed his ring where the diamonds are normally up here. His ring, his diamonds was right here. And I said, man, I ain't never seen no pimp shit like that, man. What's up with that? He said, oh, yeah, baby, that's from when I'm getting my change. I never had heard that shit, but that was fly. Now, I didn't do it or anything like that, but what I'm saying is that's what you run into when you traveling niggas that do shit you don't do. Mr. G, hey, I even know a nigga named Snidely Whiplash. Nigga go further east, and you meet Ballhead Skip, Method Man, or Methodical Man, or whatever they want to call this fucking ass these days, and 1,000 other real motherfuckers that accept you based on what you representing. Why? Because game recognize game, man. I'm just saying, all those motherfuckers embraced me in the game I represented. And that only happened because motherfucking game recognized game when you really bout it. From east to west, north to south, this abadabba gonna recognize it. Now, why I saying all this shit is I can't understand what would make a motherfucker think they can bargain with me. Is it just me, or is that the way you fuck with Microsoft when you want to buy Windows? You tell them, you go to the store and say, man, I really want that Windows 11, but I want you to give me a deal. Is that what you do with them motherfuckers? Oh, man, I like them tires, man. This fucking tires is dope. Look, hook me up, man. Give me a deal. Is that what you do when you go to buy tires? You motherfuckers. What I'm saying is you ain't bargaining with me. Shit. Suddenly, every motherfucker who wants to get my shit want my entire library. And when I tell them what that's going to cost, That motherfucker asked for a deal. Now, of course, if you was buying my entire library, you might have spent 5 racks. So I'm definitely going to give you a deal. But what I'm saying is I offer a better deal, and they say it ain't good enough. Now, there's like 50, 60 emails I got to go through at this point. Because I told him I ain't going for none of shit. He's saying I ain't getting no deal. And the deal I offered is off the table. Now he going to just email me, tell me what the fuck I should do. How the fuck I should be handling this. Man, you know I had 2,000 or whatever, 2,500 to send you. Yeah, you got 2,500 to send me, man, but that ain't enough. And I ain't motherfucking bargaining like that, man. I bargain. Motherfucker, 5,200 for that shit. Man, send me like 3 racks. And we good to go. Oh, man, that's a little too much. Well, man, I hang up. Fuck you. Tell me what's too much. You can't blame me because I offered a deal. Oh, I forgot to say this. And the motherfucker be talking about the deal I offered months ago. Don't be mad at me because I offered a deal in October and it's now June and you're talking about what I said in October. But none of them say that. None of them say, man, I'm talking about something I heard 6 months ago. Oh, that's why you coming at me with this shit. That was then, bro. This is now. No, they don't want to hear that shit. Man, I want to feel my capacity as far as people on my list, people I fuck with. I want to feel that with motherfuckers who know what they want and they willing to pay for it if I got it. That's when I offer deals. Motherfucker hitting me to my man, look, I'm interested in your whole library. Well, man, you know, that's a lot of shit. I know, man, and you know, what can you do for a brother? I want it. Well, man, then first I tell them how much it is as far as all of it. And the motherfucker say, oh, yeah, that's true. But, man, hit me. It's like 53 or 400. But I say, hit me 3 racks. And we good. 3 racks is just a couple of $100 more than half. You going to tell me no? Man, fuck you. I don't give a fuck if you ever buy anything from me. I'm just saying, I don't bargain. But if you real and you ready to spend your money, I'm going to offer you a deal. I remember when I was in the streets, we carried a phone book with all our numbers in it. I had a black alligator phone book. I'm sorry, you guys. It's summertime, and my hair is going to really be fucking with it. My alligator book had nothing but dudes' phone numbers in it. My sister's and an aunt or whatever, something like that. And when the police pulled me over, then they grabbed, because they didn't grab it every time, but sometimes they would grab my book and look in it. You know, back then, it was fly to have a motherfucking alligator book, but we had it to carry our fucking cards and pens. But when the popo looked in the book, they all would think they had found a trick book. Hey, this is trick book right here. Oh, man. We got to look, man. Don't waste your time. Call any one of them fucking numbers right now. And you'll see a motherfucking pimp gonna answer the phone. I don't call bitches, and I certainly don't call no fucking tricks. I don't even fuck with tricks. Let me tell you, man, the fucking police loved me and Tay. And they loved us because we had no fear of letting them motherfucking know we was pimping hoes and slamming exotic car doors. That's what we was doing. There is no way to deny it when you fly. So why the fuck do you think you can lie to the police? Because you're in fucking denial. Once you tell them, man, unless you catch a bitch giving me some money or some shit, you probably don't want to fuck with me because I ain't doing nothing. And what I'm saying is once you tell them that shit, they don't even wonder who the fuck you are when they see you. Unless you're doing something foul, they just gonna fucking ride by when they see you. Not every single time. Some agenda might be going on this week, but man, we ain't letting no motherfucker out on the street. Well, you getting jacked in. Fuck it, man. I don't care because I got money in my pocket. And I'm paying whatever the bail is. That's just the way I roll. I don't roll like the average motherfucker. So fuck you, police. Because what I'm saying is, unless you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, you know, when they see you, they don't let you slide because they know you ain't no trouble because you're a pimp. I ain't saying they like pimps. I just know they know what pimps do. Now, I didn't have much trouble with the motherfucking rollers when I was down because of that. It was definitely suspicious of me to be out at the hours I was out at, rolling a Rolls Royce, jeweled up like a motherfucking and on that goddamn holstro. But the popo, they used to motherfuckers not having their shit in order, rolling like this. And man, I got the registration. No, I don't have it. Officer Block, you want to explain that shit? Fuck all that. I knew I was going to be a target. So I always had a gang of money in my pocket and all my paperwork for my car. And my license was totally in pocket and I was a goddamn gentleman when they pulled my black ass over. Now, that didn't assure me of not being fucked with because they seen me on the track fucking with hoes. But back when I was rolling the Rolls Royce, the motherfucking popo didn't, you know, want to take a chance on me being some real celebrity that they didn't know. So most times, they didn't fuck with me. Now, it's a different thing when they stop you. Now, when they stop you and you got a fly-ass hoe in the car, well, I'll say deal with that when the next shit come up. Because I done been on the back street talking to one of my bitches about whatever, and the police jammed in an unmarked car, and we didn't know it. And they come up, put the light on. Hey, man, you know, that ain't my bitch, man, but I was sure trying to catch her, man, so that's why I was talking to her. But, you know, then the motherfucker say, Rosebud, you're fucking too much, Rosebud. Get the fuck out of here. Man, but you're going to make me miss the bitch. She's out there every night. You'll be able to talk to her. All right, man. And I pull off. Tell that motherfucker a lie. Hey, out the car. Let me check you out. Because what you're saying don't sound right. Motherfucker, I'm here to get this bitch, and you done fucked up. Now, I'm going to have to start all over when I see this hoe. I almost had her. Oh, Rosebud, you fucker. Yeah, and then my bitch be smiling. Because the hoe was mine all the time. I didn't know what my life is involved with. And I fucking don't take shit for granted. And I damn sure ain't in no motherfucking denial. Motherfucker rolling in a Rolls Royce jeweled up, and the police put the red lights on you, and you come out, what the fuck is he stopping me for? Thinking like that gonna put you on defense. But they put the red lights on you. Oh, man, these motherfuckers fucking with you, nigga. They just, you know, you think like that, you cool, calm, and collected. What you want, man? You know, what is it? What's gonna change from last night? I'm still the motherfucker I was last night, man. Now, what I'm saying to you is, do you know why? Or no, do you know how? Well, first of all, maybe I should ask, do you know why? Do you know why it's important to rate the events that go on in your life, rate the importance of it? I know, you don't think of none of this shit. See, this shit is important for you to learn. And I'm the only one that's going to teach it to you. Because I'm the only one skilled enough to deliver this shit to you so that you can get it impactfully the way it's supposed to be gotten. You guys don't know the effort that I put into talking to you. That's why you don't fuck with me, because, you know, I'm real, man. I'm not listening to your bullshit just because you called into my show. Everything happens in your life, everything that happens in your life has an impact on how your life is going to be. Or it has an impact on the ongoing results of your living experience. And now all motherfuckers, hey listen, not all motherfuckers know this. But everything don't deserve the same intensity. You have to delegate what really deserves your attention. Relegating what intensity each problem has in your life is an art. And it really comes in handy when you're wondering what to do in a situation involving a woman. If you can stay calm enough to see the situation and relegate how much of your attention it deserves, each time you have a situation with a woman, it will be much more fun for you to deal with. And each dealing will help you grow into the motherfucker with no fear of the outcomes of your life. I'm just trying to get you to learn this shit. There's intricacies. There's integral things that you need to learn to even accomplish this shit. Because ain't now one of you, you can't tell me this is new shit to you. You didn't heard all this shit before. What's new is the motherfucker is here to show you how to get it. Whereas you never knew how to get it. That's why you never got it. And you've been knowing for a gang of years. So what I'm saying is stay in denial. Oh, no, I ain't woo-woo. Be in denial. I don't give a fuck. But you know you're in denial because you've been looking for this shit for a gang of years, and I got it, and I can give it to you if you want to buy it. But then I wouldn't even look at it as mining, man. You got to pay for what you learn. Game ain't free. Game is to be sold, not told. Oh, right. That's another thing. You motherfuckers. You do know that not knowing what the outcome is what, you know, most of you motherfuckers are afraid of. I mean, you do know that, don't you? Not knowing what's going to happen if you do blah, 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 that's what you're scared of. But see, I know there's an entire generation of people, kids, who know there is black history, but in their defense, the only real racism they've seen has been on TV. They didn't see some prejudice shit, but they ain't seen the racist shit we know, older motherfucking niggas know, go on. They see these racist police killing black people. with no repercussions. They see that. We saw it too. And it was lynching. And it was all this. And, you know, we ended up not fighting, but the movement in the 60s. But what the kids today don't realize is they're seeing authorities. And these authorities are supposed to enforce the laws that makes us civilized. What the fuck do you think? You think if any motherfucking peckerwood who wanted to could kill you? You know, with a pure fact, it might happen, but that can't happen. You know that today. We didn't. This motherfucker could decide to, just like Anton Mayberry, he running through my neighborhood, so let's kill him. They could decide that at one time. That's why they motherfucking, they got convicted like they did. But what I'm saying is, what if even when the other driver clearly ran the stop sign and plowed into you, even in that case, there is no way you're going to be right. You cannot be in the right. Driving while black, that's a crime. Young blacks today can't really imagine what even I went through. Not to mention my parents and their parents, what they went through due to racism. Young people believe they can cite some legal way to combat the police. That's why they're getting killed. There is no fucking legality that's going to keep the police from doing whatever the fuck they want to do. It's either going to piss them off more, because what you're saying is correct, but they still going to show you they ain't getting the fuck. Now, what I'm saying is that shit ain't gonna work, but at least you have that to think it will work. You think that, and it allows you to believe something will work. Okay, I get that. We didn't even try to think it would work. Not until the 60s when shit hit the fan. You gotta understand this. When my dad used to tell me about the things he went through when he was young, it wasn't that I didn't believe him. But I sure never saw a motherfucking man or a woman hanging from a goddamn tree. I ain't never seen that in my life. I do believe long ago that shit happened, but I couldn't fathom it in reality. It's the same for you motherfuckers now. You line up, you want to celebrate black history and holidays and shit, but you don't really know the true history of it. That's why you're not really celebrating. You're just taking advantage of getting to be off today or whatever. You guys don't know. You motherfuckers don't know. No, I'm talking about black history. You don't even know the history of women.
Man, these women today is crazy.
I don't give a fuck. Every 20 years, go backwards to the beginning of man, and you'll see every goddamn group of women 20 years apart. Each one of them had their own set of craziness that a motherfucker had to deal with. Women ain't never not been crazy. But, of course, you can believe it because you want to. That's the thing about you. You can believe what the fuck you want to believe. Well, believe it. And keep cheating yourself instead of treating yourself. Because my black ass, I'm going to be real. I don't give a fuck. Man, if you want to be happy, not knowing shit, not believing shit, not having nothing to make you strong, not having any basis to stand on when you're trying to build, not having any idea of how to grow, man, I ain't mad at you. I just know I ain't fucking with you. I don't do that shit. What I'm saying is Black history shouldn't be included or grouped in with those fucking accepted society holidays. American Indians, American Jews, American Italians, American Orientals, and just about any American-born person of another ethnicity, they know their true history. We used to study the earliest times of our history in this country. And we did that almost daily when we were in school, elementary school. Today, I don't think they study that shit. And I do know they're passing laws where you can't teach it. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think not. So, it's up to us to at least tell our kids, our nieces, our nephews, and any Black young motherfucker that'll listen. I'm sorry. I can't help it. You need to tell any motherfucker that'll listen everything you know about Black history. You know they're trying to phase it out. They're trying to phase us out of American history completely. I don't really give a fuck. Because they ain't got to mention me in history for America. But I know one day I'm going to see black-ass Omar Epps playing JFK. Because what I'm saying, when I was doing that series, I just realized how hard it was for actors to play the role of a pimp. Because we had some serious actors trying to do this. But they had a preconception of how a pimp is. Had no idea of how a pimp really is. But they couldn't talk right because they're mad at the bitch. They hate the bitch. Pimps is mean and they chicken shit. Ooh, so that's how they, man, that's not how that scene go. You in the bed with the bitch. You finna fuck the bitch. Then you gonna say, come here, bitch. No, man, you supposed to say it soft. Hey, bitch, get your motherfucking bitch ass over here. So I can hit that motherfucking pussy. Man, that bitch gonna love being called a bitch. Because you know how to call her one. Not because you called her one. You can't be in denial like you are. You don't know shit. Fuck. You don't know nothing. See, them motherfuckers can play the part if they can identify with the part. But them motherfuckers couldn't play. They couldn't fathom how to play the part of a motherfucker being at ease talking shit to a bitch. They all imagine how chicken shit a pimp is. They cannot fathom how we really think. Because they think we hate women. That's why these motherfuckers giving you some game, in quotes, ain't giving you no game. They're giving you ways to say fuck a bitch, fuck over the bitch, lie to the bitch. The bitch ain't shit, and you know what's going to happen, man. You're going to be by your goddamn self when you get this low. The only thing I got going for me is I ain't scared to go fuck with a bitch, so I do catch. But if it's about some motherfucker being here with me, that's been with me, ooh, no, man, I ain't got that bitch. And this is on a totally different note. But I told you, you remember that bitch, I said, kicking it with Sheila G. I don't know, maybe a year ago. I was gonna try to do something with her, but we couldn't hook up because of all the wool. The bitch got killed this week. The bitch got killed. And what I'm saying is, look, bitch, but she wanted to be with me. That's why I didn't want to be with her, because she was still coming out running around doing all this motherfucking shit, bitch. If that's what you want to do, fine, but, I mean, you ain't 20 no more. And you get, you know, shit, you know, can happen. And you like going against the grain right now. No, I just, you know, woo. All right, bitch, no, I ain't fucking with this, so, you know, you can break. Man, I did not know that bitch was going to be gone. I think Monday, somebody stabbed her or some shit. Because she thought she was 16 still and could do that slick-ass shit. Which she could. But who in the fuck want to take a chance at that age? That bitch was 60, I think. Anything concerning this real abadabra, that fucking actor interprets it as a hateful act. It was the hardest thing to get them square-ass actors to relax and to not have an attitude about the bitch. You ain't pimping because somebody made you do it. You pimping because that's what you want to do. You chose this. But guess what? Those bitches, actresses, they nailed the whole part. Which confirms that any bitch could be a hoe. She just got to know what to do. So, what I'm saying should just emphasize how hard it is to be a pimp and how easy it is to flip a square bitch to hoe. Now, a lot of you motherfuckers today who are, you know, out in this avenue, you don't support what I say. Because you can't really see the game in it. Because it sounds like it's too much truth. It is. But that's the game. You tell the bitch what time it is, but you tell it in her way that she want to go for a ride on that motherfucker. You be liking the statements, but you don't dare expose how little game you got by commenting. Man, I mean, I ain't really sick of it because, you know, this is me. This is what I do. I accept it. But you need to understand something about me. I am always, and I seriously mean this, always on my ABTs. I can't help it. When I make a statement that's gang-related, it ain't for no goddamn likes. It's to see how many real motherfuckers or potential real motherfuckers are out there checking out what I'm saying. Because you could tell that by what they say. That's why I be wanting you to talk to me, but nah, nobody want to talk to me. They want to, like, sit and listen because we getting all, we soaking it up. No, you're not. You're scared to talk, punk. And I punk you off when you quiet. And it makes my dick hard because I know I'm punking you off. Shit. You ain't fooling me. My goddamn thing, my life is set. On a certain path. And its trajectory is upwards. So, you know, I don't get my thrills out of, I get thrills from talking to y'all, but I don't get my thrills out of talking to y'all. I get my thrills out of doing what I do regardless of you motherfuckers. I remember when I was on with Steve the Dean, you motherfuckers always called in, yeah, because we was talking about some important shit, I guess. Some shit you think you could deal with. I purposely be talking about shit that I know you ain't fucking with. Why do I do that? Figure it out. Shit. And let's say I got X amount of likes. there may be 5 or 10 real motherfucking statements in there, you know, where they had enough nut and game about themselves to say something pertinent to the statement I made. But generally, you have game goofy motherfuckers who will never understand shit responding with their nonsense. That's why I ain't on Facebook no more. I mean, I outgrew it. What I'm saying is there have been about, I don't know, some real motherfuckers that have gone through my course. They got the same thing as 2,000 or 3,000 fucking squares got. You know what that is? Another outlook on what the fuck they doing and how to do it. And then release monsters. You know, I kicked it with HD the Great. And that fool called me the other night talking about how, being 4D with no sleep. And he's just one of a few motherfuckers. Fabulous Q out of Houston, Texas. You know, he was a football player. And that motherfucker did something to his ankle or his knee or some shit. And he seen American Pimp, and he liked me in it. And once he was rehabbing and shit, he got in contact with me. And, you know, something about, I didn't know him, but something about the way he was talking to me, he think, this motherfucker got some paper, you know, so I'm going to see if I can get some paper out of this motherfucker. But what I'm saying is he wanted to turn out. I told him this, that, and the other, and hit me when you got a potential. And he did. And I told him what to do. And that nigga fucked with me, I think, maybe 2 years. I might have got 12,000 out of him. But he got $1 million worth of game. Nigga still doing it now. Shit. So he fucking won. I didn't win, but I did win because I wasn't trying to get rich out of him. All I'm trying to do is live and lace motherfuckers. And yes, they gonna have to pay me thousands of dollars too. But who's gonna win, me or you? I mean, I'm not gonna lose because I done already done what I'm gonna do. You're out trying to do it. I'm lacing you with $1 million game and you gonna pay me a buck and paying me a few thousand? Shit. Man, them niggas that fucked with me, they done made that motherfucker, I forget his name, Boss Hog, yeah. Yeah, all these niggas, they fucked with me. And they done made their money back 1,000 or 2,000 times over. And they only been down a few years, so, you know, my motherfucking point is that when you get it properly, you get it properly. And you can thank my confidence courses, not the view. But if you want to do some real pimping, you better see that it is for your motherfucking ass. But, dare I say, you can very well be mistaken, kind sir. That damn web series stirred up all kinds of thoughts. And every once in a while, I don't know why I'm thinking about it now, but oh yeah, I did, because when I was scanning some shit yesterday and I seen it, and I watched one. That shit was dope, man. I'd be forgetting shit. But the more I got into the game, you know, those hoes were so much more of a woman than any square bitch I ever fucked with. They was so much more. I mean, they would make me, they can make me see love. I focused all my attention on having hoes. Sex, jealousy, money, to name a few things that squares go through, have to deal with. Pimps don't experience that shit. You kill a hoe's jealousy by getting her to truly open up to the way you pimp. And if you give a hoe to open up to the way you do your pimping, then you ain't scared to fuck the shit out that bitch. I'm telling you, it'll be only you that can lay her. She only wants to talk to you. She only wants to deal with you. Because you're the only motherfucker that put his shit down the way he wanted it to be put down instead of her version of his shit. I'm going to tell you, I'm very disappointed because I didn't get no calls. Very fucking disappointed because, let me see, I bet StreamYard got a bunch of motherfuckers on it. Well, I'm not really, just fixed it. I'm just saying, man, you guys won't call in, you won't kick it with a nigga. You just want a nigga to talk. Man, fuck you. Well, okay. 716, what's up?
What's up, bro? This is Paul Wright, yo.
Hey, this who?
This is Paul Wright. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I barely can, but what's up?
Oh, shit, man. I hate that shit when you can't hear me. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, when you, it was a time when you said, you know what, let me go ahead and get out the game. I'm at a certain age, and you were saying how you told your girl, you know, I'm going to start taking care of you, and she started crying and shit.
When yeah.
When you decided to make a turn. What was your age when you did that?
I would say I was close to 45.
Oh, wow.
That was 25 years ago.
Wow. That's dope. And you was in the game since you was, what, 17 or some shit?
Well, officially when I was 19, but I was fucking with it since I was 15.
Oh, wow.
Going to school, all that shit, you know. Is that it, bro?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, 561, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Not much, man. I'm trying to get some work done, man, and I put everything on pause, man, to catch a show, man. And I'm enjoying the show, but I'm trying to work at the same time. You know, I got some things I'm working on. I kind of heard you say, you was about to say something negative, and you caught yourself. You was like, man, I'm sick of this. You said, no, you know what? I accept it and I deal with it. So constantly, you know, we all deal with negative shit in our life every day, man. But what's some of the ways you just keep your vibe where you need it to be?
See, man, you guys trip, man. You, the world, not the world, but life don't work the way you guys think it works. You're being taught that you can ask about everything and someone can give you the answer. And therefore, you don't look for it. Man, the way you keep yourself tight and be, you know, sure of yourself is to be listening to what the fuck you say. Just like you said, I was getting ready to say something, but I changed my mind as I was saying it because I was listening to myself as I talked. And that isn't what I really meant. My point, when you ask a motherfucker something, they're going to tell you what they tell you, but they're only giving you a shortcut version of what they did, and you're taking in a shortcut version of what they said. So when you get ready to do it, you're going to be doing a shortcut version of what this motherfucker's talking about, and it's going to be a shortcut version of what are you talking about? Because shit get filtered.
No, I follow that. I follow that. That's why I try to stay in my own lane and work on my thing, you know, kick it with my homeboy, you know, and keep each other positive, you know.
Well, that's the way to do it, bro. So, you know, if you want to, you know, take that shit further, holler at me, man. SW waiting on me.
Oh, no, I'm already.
All right, listen, you guys, I'm being real. What I'm talking about is more. Oh, 716, you got another question. Let's go. What's up?
See, it ain't really no question, but I was thinking the other day, you know, I'm into this health shit and all of that. Man, your confidence course showed me how I could be talking about health and I could teach a motherfucker about women just talking about health, or I could be talking about business and I could talk about people about
women. Hey, you know why it's like that, bro?
Why?
Life is intertwined. Everything works with each other. If you feel or talk or think about whatever, you better have something related to something to do with your life, or else it ain't going to be that important. Every fucking thing that goes on with me has something to do with my life. And whatever it was, if it was I almost ran this motherfucker over in the crosswalk, I stopped and I'd be thinking, damn, what the fuck did that mean? And I start thinking, well, man, maybe you better pay more attention. Whatever I think, I figure it out. Because shit happens in succession. Have you ever heard of when you have friends that die, they die in threes? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, it happens to me. It happened in my life.
Hey, I'm not saying it did or didn't. I'm saying the reason I answered is because that's what just happened to me this week.
Wow.
Shit is real. You know, you got to understand what it means. You got to not be afraid to think about the shit that you hear. You got to not be afraid to investigate.
Talk about it.
You got to investigate, man, because shit is real, especially sane. And they die in threes. Come on, man. I heard that all my life. And every so often, all my life, I would have three partners die.
Just like
that. Now, there was hella times one partner died. But then what I'm saying is more than I care to remember, three of them died back to back. Man, fuck that, man. That's the way life is, though. Hey,
I don't know
what
that
means, but it damn
sure does.
No, it don't mean nothing, man. Let me get you 404. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud? It's Earl.
Earl, what's happening?
Yeah, this is a question I've kind of been pondering ever since I got out of SWU.
What's that?
Now, I don't know if you want to get that much information away, but you taught us how to find the answer to any question, right?
Yeah.
So then it kind of always bothered me to call in and ask you a question, because I look at it like I'm trying to get you to do the work that I'm supposed to do.
But let me tell you,
am I looking at that right or wrong?
I'm not saying you are right or wrong. Just listen. What I'm saying is this. If you have a question about traveling to the moon, and you are able to phrase that question, do you think you've taken some facts that you already know about the moon into consideration in order to ask that question?
Say it one more time.
Do you think you have taken under consideration what you know about the moon as facts to help you pose the question you asked?
Yeah, that's the only reason I asked it, because I believe it was fact.
Okay, listen. So what you do, as far as how to answer your own questions, is you take those known facts and you extrapolate the truth. Now, the truth may or may not be correct as far as the right answer. But that's how you answer the question before you asked it. So when you asked it, as I'm answering it and going into a little more detail, you can see what's going on.
Yeah, so basically what I'm getting is you can always get the answer on your own, but when you add somebody else's answer to it, you're getting more of a perspective that can add to what you already know.
it should be more of a perspective adding to what you know. What I'm saying is, when you ask the question, if you don't know the answer or have an idea what the answer is, how the fuck are you going to believe what somebody tell you?
Yeah, Silas, I never looked at it like
that. Hey, silence is golden. What I'm saying is this, bro. I wanted to know how to get to New York City from here. And I don't know where it is. I don't know how many miles, but I know as far as on the map, it's east from me. So I'm saying, man, how do I get to New York City from here? And if the motherfucker start telling me about going west, how the fuck can I believe him? If I didn't know shit, that's why I don't know where the fuck New York is, and he told me about going west, I would happily start going west. Because that's what the motherfucker told me. Do that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the only guy that you got. That's what you're going for.
Yeah, but that's why you got to have an idea yourself. You got to believe in yourself more than that. Because the motherfucker done told me some shit like that in wrong direction, and I'm going 2-3 blocks in that direction. Something telling me that's wrong. I'm turning around. I done did it. I find it myself. But now you got Google Maps, Waze, all that shit to tell you where you're going. So in reality, we don't have to think when it comes to that shit no more. Do you know where you're going? Yeah. What address you going? 1707 Griffin Drive. Punch it in there. Motherfucking car going to take you there. I don't fuck with that shit, man. I do everything analog. I use technology as little as possible. Everything is on the analog tip. Hey, 256, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, bud? This is Dylan from SW.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Oh, nothing, man. I just heard about what y'all was talking about, and I just wanted to tap in because I felt like what y'all were describing was just being sharp.
What we were describing is being sharp?
Yeah, that's what my take was from it. Y'all just...
Well, bro, that's a good take because everything I'm talking about is being sharp. That's what it's about.
Right.
If you do and think this way, you're going to be sharp. That's fuck.
Right, and I see that because it's like...
Hey, wait, let me ask you something. Since you graduated, how things been?
Oh, man, I wanted to say, man, everything's been smooth, man. This summer's been nice. You know, I feel like I just recognize shit from sugar so quick now, you know, and I'm quick to just, you know, cut the bullshit out and get straight to where I'm trying to get to. And I'm like designing my life how I want it to go, you know.
Hey, ain't that what you wanted?
And that's it. I'm just painting the picture every day.
Hey, let me tell you something, bro. And everybody learned the same thing, but if you apply it to you, it's going to work for you. So you apply it to you, man. Dylan, I love that you called in. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, OG.
You know, it's 701. What's up?
Hey, bud. How you doing, man? It's D, man.
D, what's happening? You said you wanted to know what time a nigga come on, but I don't normally come on at a certain time. I just, you know, however I feel it. But when you said that, I tried to make it around 12.
Hey, I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you. That's one thing I love about you, man. You live by your own society, man. You work for yourself, man. That shit is a blessing, man.
What's up?
Hey, I wonder if you can touch on this. Like, to me, this question is very important. I wonder if you can touch on this. You know, we live in time, right? Like you see a woman, right? Like, okay, let's say if I run into a motherfucker, in my head I'm thinking, I'm talking to a woman. But I don't know, it's a man. You feel me? Is it possible that I can find out It is a man. You get what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you something, man.
I don't fuck around.
Wait. That's almost impossible to happen, but it is possible. What I'm saying is you and this motherfucker is talking. This motherfucker is saying some shit or making some kind of moves, mannerisms, that lets you know something is curious. Ain't that a bitch, this motherfucker, man? Shit, and you got to think twice. At that point, I'm gone. I don't even fuck with him. Who knows what some doctor that operated on this bitch make this bitch look like Farrah Fawcett, and, you know, my dick get hard, and the next thing I know, when I get ready to fuck the bitch, she got to tuck her dick away. Come on. If I got to think twice, I already know what time it is. It ain't something I want to fuck with. Do that make sense to you?
Yeah, it do make sense, man. Because, like I said, man, you know.
No,
like
D,
you said, man, you
D,
know,
stop. D, stop. Listen. You ran into something. You had a particular ordeal. Now, you ain't got to tell me you stuck your tongue in this motherfucker's mouth. All I want to know is when you realized the ordeal you had got involved in, did you see, looking back, that you had all kind of indicators?
Okay, no, I'm going to answer your question. No, I just want to be careful because I can be, I'm thinking I'm talking to a woman, but it is a man. I just want to make sure I'm not talking to a man because, you know, you got to be careful.
Say, okay, listen, this is how you really judge that. When you talking to whatever, the moment, I'm talking about the fucking moment you wonder if she's a bitch, leave that motherfucker. Stop talking, going about your business. Because if I got to wonder, she ain't bitch enough for me. Fuck you, bitch. You kind of look like a dude. I don't want to fuck with you. She might be a real bitch. I had this bitch. She was 6'2". And I'm telling you, something about this motherfucker made me think that, nigga, you better not take this bitch. And it wasn't that it was, she was manly acting, but when I got her to my house, that is what I thought. I mean, this bitch gonna act like a dude. So now, when I take them drawers off, this bitch got the fattest pearl tongue I ever seen in my life. Damn, this protruding out her fucking pussy lips. And I'm thinking,
so it wasn't a man?
No, that motherfucker wasn't no man. That was a bitch. But she was a basketball player when she was younger. And she had fucking manly moves and manly gestures. And she start sort of, you know, wasn't no punk. But what I'm saying is, she was a fucking bitch. So what I'm saying is, every single time, you ain't going to be right. Because I've done that hella times, and I don't know because I didn't get that far. Because I said, fuck the bitch. I don't know. I ain't finna find out. But my point is, you better be able to do that shit. Go with what you feel in that moment. And if you ever have to question whether you think that's a woman or not, you can go into a two-minute warning type thing. I'm going to leave in 2 minutes if this bitch don't convince me she a bitch. I mean, because what's going to convince you? She can show you her titties. Her ass can look good.
What about Adam Apple? Woman have what about her, Adam Apple?
Hey, man, see, this is what's stupid about you motherfuckers. Everybody know, look for that Adam's apple. And how many motherfuckers you know personally been fooled? That shit is true when it's true. Because if the bitch ain't, if the dude ain't, he have an Adam's apple, but shit, man, it might have been kind of not noticeable at first. Man, you guys better understand, it ain't about none of the bullshit. Because there's operations.
I got something to say.
There's operations for it all.
I got something to say.
What?
I'm glad you fuck with that question that I asked you, and 100%, I understand. I mean, I believe you understand where I'm coming from. You feel me? So I'm glad you touched on that because you always answer the question. My other question is, but let's say I'm talking to a bitch, right? Like I'm talking to a woman, and I'm telling this bitch about my life history and shit. Am I making a mistake? Let's say I'm trying to catch that bitch.
Are you making a – why do you ask a question and want to answer it yourself?
No, shut the fuck. I was just trying to have you understand what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm sure you understand.
Either you want me to answer the question or not.
I shut the fuck up. Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying is, what are you doing? Just explaining yourself to her?
I'm telling you my life history, like, you know, working and
hey,
just talking about life.
Bro, I'm not from wherever the fuck you from. Life history don't mean the same to me, evidently, that it mean to you. I would never tell a bitch my life history, because that's like telling them my biography. Well, I was born in Vallejo, California, and at 5 years old, I started noticing. You talking about that shit?
No. Let's say I'm just talking about life, like.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, listen, man, what I'm saying is, you ain't telling her your life story. You just getting at the bitch.
Okay.
You getting at the bitch telling her about yourself. Not your life story. That's a whole, it sends the person off thinking it's something totally different. Whereas, man, I'm just getting at the bitch, you know, telling her a little bit about myself. Now, am I making a mistake doing that? Does that sound like an okay question that you was going to ask?
Yeah.
Man, how could you wonder if you making a mistake telling the bitch about yourself? Now, before you answer that, there is a degree that you could be doing that at that makes it fucked up. It really could. So I can't say it ain't a bad thing to tell her about yourself. But let's say you telling her, you know, shit, three years ago, you know, I almost got raped by, you know, but I mean, stuff like that. You don't need to tell a bitch shit like that. So I'm saying your life story is different than telling her a little bit about myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got a last question, man.
Okay, so come on. What's the next question?
No. My last question, real quick, is remember your website, downanddirty101.com. Did you shut that down, or you switched to another website? Or you
hey,
got,
my
or
website
you
is rosebudtheauthor.com. Ask Rosebud.com ain't going on, and downanddirty.com ain't going on. I checked in there. All of that shit was tied in with Steve the Dean, and when I told that nigga I wasn't fucking with him no more, he shut all this shit down. So if I don't blame him, it's cool. So I only got one thing, rosebudtheauthor.com. All right?
I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna let you go. Listen, your confident course, right? Your confident course. My thing is, man, do you think like ever in time you will make a new one, or the same one that you make, it will always remain the same? You get what I'm saying? Like, do you think you will ever make another version of your confident course?
I do not. I have not in 15 years. And it's pertinent today as it was 15 years ago, because what to do to be a man don't change. It don't change with the seasons. It don't change with the years. It does change with the year date, because you know, when you're driving horse and buggy and they start driving cars, you'd be stupid to drive a horse and buggy. So I'm saying it'll change like that. But as far as what to do, does not change. And I'm proving that every – and if you would have fucked with me 10 or 12 years ago, that would have been part of what my sales pitch was. You will be fucking with me 15, 20 years from now, and you'll be able to know that my shit has not changed. Because the game don't change. I was a pimp.
Some change.
The way they pimped in 1920 was the way we pimped in 1980. But it was different times, so you had different amounts of money. You had different amounts of clothes. You had different amounts of things to think about. It was a whole bunch of different shit going on, which made it look like times have changed. No, you just grew with the times. I'm not going to drive no goddamn horse and buggy when I know they got cars.
But last question, man. You know, I know. I feel you, man. I feel you, man.
All
last
right,
question,
man.
What's
up? Come on, D.
I know you got motherfuckers in line and shit, man. Hey, listen, man. I want to know, right? Like, in your age, do you still deal with this bullshit? Let's say you're talking to a woman, and she got her friend, and her friend's like, she got a man, shit like that. You still deal with that shit? And I just like to know how you usually deal with that shit when you talk to a woman and her friend, she like, she got a man.
Hey, bro,
like that. You know what
bro,
I'm saying?
Bro, stop. See, in that question, how do you deal with this? You talking to a woman and she let her friend. Right there, you already got your fucking answer. If you talking to a woman and you let her friend intervene, then you ain't talking to that bitch. But if you talking to the bitch and her friend intervene, you supposed to, hey, listen, baby, I ain't talking to you. You're supposed to shut her down right there, right now.
I love this nigga, man. You can put me in the queue. I love this nigga. I'm still learning, OG. I can never get this shit together.
Hey, you must have took the short bus to school, and you had a helmet on.
You still not drinking yet? You not drinking? You see if I was to smoke, you're not drinking
yet?
Hey,
send me whatever you want to send me, goddammit. I drink. I just stopped drinking on my shows because people were saying, man, you just showing people bad shit to do. I said, well, man, to myself, I'm going to keep smoking weed, but I guess I will stop drinking. I still drink.
But, God bless your age, man. You made it to see 70, man. Niggas like us, we're the young niggas. We live in a crazy time. We don't know if we're going to see 70. You see 70, you've been there, done that. We still the students of this motherfucker. You can tell me about
hey,
it.
God,
you know
God
I'm rolling
with you, bro. That's all I know. Okay,
6-5-0,
what's up with you, man? This motherfucker, D, ain't going to never stop talking. He should have 20 bitches. 6-5-0, what's up?
What's going on with you, bud? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
I'm good. I'm fantastic, my friend. Yeah, what's going on? I got like a little bit of like a build up to a multi part question. But long story short, I'm 26 years old, right?
You said long story short, what?
I'm 26 years old.
And
I'm going into a period of my life, right? Stop me if you can't hear me at all. Into a period of my life where I'm kind of like getting things together. So I don't have as much time right now in my hands. I'm trying to utilize a little amount of time I have between the two jobs that I'll be working throughout the week to be able to try to apply and build myself up, you know.
You asked about regulating time to grow?
Yeah, and then how to apply that.
Hey, listen, stop.
So right now.
Stop. What I'm saying is, this is what you guys do not understand. You're speaking English, and you're talking to a motherfucker that you're not the first person I spoke with about this shit. So at one point, you should realize, I don't need the blow by blow. I need the question. just ask me the goddamn question. You want to know how to regulate your time because I evidently
Here's the thing, because I know I will find everything that I'm looking for in your course. But right now, that
hey, but listen,
like,
let me show you how you full of shit, motherfucker. Can you let me talk? You full of shit.
You good?
Bro, you full of shit, because if you knew you was going to run into whatever the fuck you say you was going to run into, you wouldn't be on the phone. Is that right or wrong?
What you mean? What you mean?
What do I mean?
Because I'm trying to get at you, like, I need a little
bro,
bit of game
bro, stop,
of
stop,
what I
stop,
can't get right
stop.
Now with the course.
Do you see this fool is crazy? Okay. Motherfuckers, can you shut the fuck up? What
I
I'm saying is, bro, if you just want to keep talking, I can X you out and you can look in the mirror and talk to your goddamn self. Because what I'm saying, man, you saying shit that other people are going to be suffering from, and I want to address it. But you keep cutting me off with your fucking bullshit. If you knew you was going to do any other goddamn shit you was saying, or whatever the fuck you was finna to say, you wouldn't be on the phone. That's first. So you don't know.
All right.
So second is those little lies is why you don't know. Because you know you full of shit. Because you answer damn near every one of your problems. Yeah, I'm going to handle it. I know I'm going to handle it. And don't do shit. Man, I done met you 5,000 times. You could tell me I'm lying. You could tell me I'm wrong. You could tell me whatever the fuck you want to tell me. But you know you'll be lying because I'm telling the goddamn truth. Now what, man? Don't nobody want to hear your bullshit.
You got me. Well, right now, I ain't even making baby steps, bro. Like, I'm barely...
Hey, bro, you ain't making
bullshit,
baby steps.
So
listen, I'm just saying, bro, you ain't making baby steps because you don't know how to listen. You fucking following the things you think, and you ain't even making baby steps with that shit. When you gonna stop thinking what you think and start thinking something else so you can at least make baby steps? This is
what
stupid is. Can you shut up?
Yeah.
This is what stupid is. Doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting something to happen different. And don't tell me that ain't what you're doing. So first and foremost, if you don't want to be considered stupid, stop doing stupid shit. Because don't you think it's stupid to do the same thing over and over and over and over and over and expect something different to happen?
You motherfucking right, man. I had nothing to say this whole time. You just blamed everything I was talking about.
Stop. What I'm saying is, do you see how you didn't answer the question? This is what's wrong with you, man. You're a very scary motherfucker. You're insecure. You don't know shit about anything, but you want to act like you know. You want to roll with the big boys because you saw the big boys roll like this. You don't give a fuck that your motherfucking ass is dragging and the big boys can see your ass dragging. You just care that the motherfucker ain't put you out. And then when we get to the end of what we're going, bro, that shit you doing weak. You can't hang with us. Then you're going to be mad. What I'm saying is cut the shit off at where it starts. And it starts with you lying to your motherfucking self, but you know you're going to do this and you know you're going to do that. Let me say this to you, bro. Even when I was on, what do you call it, partnering with another motherfucker to host the show. I never called into that goddamn show. I never called into any show. You know why? I don't need to tell me that shit some motherfucker gonna tell me. Because I already believe in me. I'm doing what the fuck I think. I ain't doing what damn motherfucker think. I don't give a fuck they think. And whatever they think, thank you. Because I don't think it, unless I do. And if I do, I'm gonna agree with you. Now, what you get out of this conversation, man?
All right, well... You dropped hella shit on me, man.
Stop. I did not ask you what I got on you. I did not ask you none of that. I asked you, what did you get from this conversation?
So, taking what you just said to me, you put that mirror up to my face. So... I ain't making no kind of moves. Everything come out of my mouth ain't nothing to talk about. Ain't nothing to ask about. Ain't nothing to expound on. None of that. I ain't even making baby steps. All the ways that I'm approaching how to even talk to my.
Hey, stop.
It's zero game.
Stop. What you should have got is you full of shit. And if you want to change. If you want to take baby steps and get those baby steps into big steps and then the giant steps, it starts with you stopping being full of shit. Because I bust you from the very beginning. I just had to talk over you to get to tell you this shit. Stop being full of shit, man. You think you can do that?
Yeah. I got you, bud.
No, on the real, let's talk about it, man. Let's be real. You think you can do it?
Yeah, I think I can, man. It is.
Hey, let me tell you why you don't. Let me tell you why you don't think you can. Because you answered it with a half-assed yes, and then you spoke after talking about yes, convincing yourself that you can do it. Now that don't mean you can't do it, but a motherfucker like me, that's what I be listening to, and I ain't betting on you. Cause of you
doing
that.
Hey, buddy, am I still on?
Yeah, you still on. What's up?
Now, when you get done with do I want to ask a question.
Listen, this motherfucking thing I'm telling you, man, this dude here, man. I love this nigga though. What I'm saying, man, is you may think properly as far as about this or that, but what you don't do is accept what you think. And you don't accept what you think because you know you full of shit most of the time. Now, I ain't gonna say you thought of it like that. Tell me I'm fucking wrong.
Nah, you ain't wrong, man. You ain't wrong. I admit that. That's my fuck up. That's where I gotta start. That's where everything come to a head for me. I got no direction.
So let me ask you this. Was it a good thing to call?
Hell yeah, bro.
Was it a good thing to ask that question?
It was a good-ass thing to ask the question, man, because this is exactly what I need.
So listen to me. Listen. I've been saying, you ain't got to ask no fucking question because you should know the answer, blah, 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 blah. But we live in an oxymoron world. What's up is sometimes down. What's left is sometimes right. You got to see what's going on in life. You can't have one judgment and let this one judgment be the judgments you have. You got to be able to make judgments because the situation you're in making the same judgment, the situation may be different, and you can't come up with the same little solution. All I'm saying, bro, is learn how to think your shit through, and you cannot think your shit through without being honest with your goddamn self. And then you can critically think. You know what critical thinking is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Critical thinking is able to take something, any kind of problem, anything you run through your head and breaking it down piece by piece in all different aspects, like a 3D tapestry. some shit like that. And you're trying to make a solution out of it.
Why would you say some shit like that? You had nailed it. And you killed it on some shit like that. Man, in your words, that's what it is. Breaking it down, blah, blah, blah. I would have said thinking past the initial thought about a situation. We would have said it different, but it was the same thing, man. You can't really fucking judge yourself the way you obviously are. Because you ain't thinking you shit. You must have done some shit fucked up as far as it results in the past with a bitch, whatever. I would think it's a bitch, but it don't have to be. And it then kind of fucks up on you in the way you think. Is that true?
Yeah, I say that. That's, if I'm going to be real, yeah, that's 100% true. But
some bitch broke your heart, if that's the case?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. I'm talking about...
Nigga, can
life,
you speak
life,
up and quit talking out?
Everything. What's going on?
Can you speak up and quit punking out? We talking, and the more we talk, you fading out.
You can hear me now?
You ain't talking to the phone. Talk, nigga. Some bitch broke your heart.
Yeah, that
I don't want to hear all that, bro.
Mm.
Answer the question. Some bitch broke your heart. You said yeah, right?
Yeah. That shit has
I didn't ask you
time to figure out how to work things.
I didn't ask you.
No, you did not.
So why
no, you
can't
not.
You answer the truth and shut the fuck up and let me keep going?
I got you. Yeah, that's what happened.
So what I'm saying is I would think this has been recent. Right or wrong? I don't mean recent yesterday, last week. But it ain't been a year.
It ain't even been a year, no.
So, what I'm saying is this. Why are you letting yesterday's score rule today's ball game?
Because
you can't do nothing about yesterday's score, can you?
No, you can't. But
listen to me, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is yesterday's score is the bitch quit you a year ago, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is, whatever amount of time, maybe not a year, but whatever amount of time later, and you're still judging your life by that loss. Otherwise, are you the kind of person that takes today's loss into tomorrow's game, and then when today's loss is at tomorrow's game, you allow the loss to rule your plane to the extent that you can't ever pass it up? Or are you the kind of person that do like a real professional in one loss and don't deserve another, but you sure know it's going to be one and it ain't going to bother my motherfucking ass? Hey, let me tell you something, brother, and please believe that I'm telling you the truth. I have been quit 3,574 times. You think I don't know how to be quit? You think that shit don't roll off me like I'm trying to pour some water on the wall and hope all of it stick on the wall where I poured it? Bro, let me tell you something, man. When the bitch quit me, she say, motherfucker, fuck you. The next one to say that shit, I'm going to say, baby, you 3,575. Because I ain't giving a fuck about no bitch quitting me. I give a fuck about the bitch that fucks with me. I don't care. Hey, the bitch hurried the fuck up and quit me, bitch. You know, hey, kick me to the curb, huh?
This nigga butt is a motherfucker, man.
Saying, man, you gotta think like that, man. Or those bitches will fool you. If you don't think like that, man, bitches and what they do will rule you. So you gotta let a motherfucker know, bitch. You think this is the first time I've been quit? Then you pull out your little tablet and turn a couple of pages and say, this is 3,405.
Oh, yeah.
This 3,575.
Can I say something?
And then immediately, you let her know. You looking for 3,576. So wait, listen. I'm talking about the psychology. Hey, caller, wait, listen. Let me ask you this. What do you think? Man, somebody is talking and I don't need them talking. So I got 716-650 and 701, all y'all home. So if you just mute yourself if I ain't talking to you. But, man, I'm just saying, man, what the fuck do you think you would do if you really understood where I'm coming from? You don't know what it does to a woman when you tell her, baby, you know, I like you. You know, you cool. Woo, woo, woo. But if we fall out and, you know, break up or something, I think you might be 3,570, you know, five. You know, I've been quit that many times in my life. What are you telling her right there?
What would I say in that situation?
Hold on.
Or are you asking me?
Stop, caller. Hey, 716-650-701. I'm asking you all that same question. What the fuck are you telling her when you say that shit, that you didn't been quit 3,574 times and you're going to be 3,575? What are you telling
her? You telling her that you value you more than anything. And if she ain't adding to you, then shit. Boy, what the fuck do you care?
Okay, now, do you really believe that answer, man, or are you thinking that's what I'm saying?
No, that's what I believe. That's what I know.
Okay, that's wrong. Come on, somebody else.
Did you go to finish it off?
D, come on, man. Stand up.
Hold on.
Here I come.
Okay, go ahead, bro. Hey, but you telling her that I don't have time to chase you. It's 20 women out there for me.
Now, that's not what I was telling her, but that's damn close. That's damn close, goddammit. So I wouldn't fail you if you was at SMU. I gave you a passing grade on that. Listen, when you tell that bitch that, you saying, not only I don't give a fuck that she finna quit me, 3,574 of the motherfuckers did it before you. And I still fuck with you. So what I'm saying is, you ain't shit. Quitting me ain't shit. And bitch, take your motherfucking ass on, because I'm gone. Hey, you might not be putting it to her like that. That's me talking. But you let her see she's not phasing you. Because that's what you get quit for. They quit you to phase you, to put you in a frame of mind to want to do something you wouldn't normally do. Let her get this action that she wouldn't normally have. And then when you do that, she'll know you a punk. Because she got that over you now. But when you do like me, they be saying, now listen to the psychology in this, fella. You tell the bitch she gonna be 3,575. Do you think she want to be included in that number you are? That bitch going to do everything she can to not quit me. Why? Because she don't want to be like 3,500 other bitches. Because that's what I'm telling her. I'm telling her, motherfucking ass, not only you finna quit me, the ass, but I done had 3,000. I done had 3,500 motherfucking bitches. You know, them motherfuckers quit me. And I still caught you. What I'm saying is, if what she's thinking is right, I should be bruised. I should be, you know, an injured motherfucker looking for salvation. And then I run into this bitch, and she should be the salvation. But you ain't the act. You ain't nothing but another motherfucking bitch. What, D?
Can I ask you something real quick?
Come on, man.
Hey, Bud, this is for you. I want to know, man. Like, besides being real, because I know you're real as fuck, besides being real, what is there about you that even when you talk shit to motherfuckers, man, they still come back and fuck with you? Even when you hit them in the chest, they still come back and fuck with you, man. What is that about you? Can you answer that, man, if you get what I'm saying?
Hey, wait. It's not about me. It's the truth. When I hit them in the chest with the truth. It ain't like I'm hitting them in the chest talking some shit that I think. You know, otherwise it ain't got nothing to do with them. I hit them in the chest with the truth. And the truth makes you actually, once you accept it, you ain't going to be mad at me. You might, even if you call back in, you might remember, man, this nigga dogged me last time, man. But fuck that, man, woo-woo. You'll still do it. I expect that. That's life. That's real life.
Man, but I still fuck with your old shit. You don't fuck with so many men. You have helped them up, like a lot of men. Man, you hit them in the chest, they still come back and fuck with you time to time, man. I'm like, man, this nigga Bud is something, man. It's something about Bud, man.
Hey, it's something about me. You know what it is? The truth.
What is that?
The truth is like honey to bees. And you know how bees are with honey. They're going to come there, they want to be around it, and they're going to protect it because that's the shit to bees. The truth is the shit to motherfuckers, man, that's asking questions.
You know what's so crazy about you, Bud, though?
What's that, man?
Man, as long as I be fucking with you, right, sometimes I be thinking, I want to ask Bud his question, but at the same time, I know how old you are, man. He might be like, man, that's some weird shit. But then you end up blessing me with some game on that shit that I asked you.
Hey, listen, man. I didn't really hear everything you said, but there's one thing I'm going to say. You actually, I might not have thought of this unless you called or whatever, but you about my favorite motherfucker, man. Because there is no motherfucker that have as many questions as you do. And I probably can have a show with just having you ask questions. Because, listen, and they're not stupid questions. They're good questions.
But I believe a lot of people that want to ask a question, but at the same time, they're scared. Oh, they might recognize my voice. Man, fuck who's going to recognize your voice, man. This is no shitting life, man.
Yeah, but see, you understand it because I go off on you, talk shit. You don't even feel it because that's Bud.
I want to ask you this question,
it
though,
don't
man.
Stop you. I say, motherfucker, I don't want you asking me 2, 3, 4 questions, man. And you say, all right, Bud, I ain't going to ask you no questions. And what do?
Come back and fuck with you and some questions, man.
What I'm saying is, fuck, you not ask me more questions if you ask 6.
Hey, Bud, I'm going to ask you the last question, and I'm going to get off the phone, man.
What, man?
Huh?
What?
Now, I'm going to ask you the last question, and then I'm going to get off the phone. Listen, man, do you believe a lot of women, like, they are mad about how the society it is? Because 9 out of 10, tell the truth, like, when a woman, like, she take a shower, you know she don't want to go to work, but, like, she probably want to stay home and chill, but she got to go to work. Do you believe a lot of women are mad at the society? You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand that goddamn question. Ask it another way.
It's cool, man. It's cool. I'm just going to go listen to your show, man.
All right. I'm finna go, all you motherfuckers. I'm all radio. D, you know I love you, man. I don't give a fuck how much shit I talk to you.
Man, I love you too, man. Be cool, OG.
You guys is cool, man. Every one of you motherfuckers. I'm out.